Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you. Your words have a lot of power. Think about that.
Speak the word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the word.
God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, The Power of God's Word.
Speak the word.
Friends, make the word your beginning in every area in your life and in every circumstance. Soon as a circumstance or problem comes up, make God's word the beginning. You can receive a breakthrough just by, you know, when you're listening to God's Word. God's Word is powerful and it's working. Amen. It's always working. She emailed me several months later and said she had been able to finish writing her book and had started another one. To God be the glory. He gets the glory. I was in the same town this past July and she came to the service and said her arm is still healed. Another time David was healed just listening to the pastor give a word of prophecy. He felt that prophecy was for him, and David is really good at this. He reached out and he grabbed it. He claimed it. It was a very serious situation because he had a growth here, and it was growing and pushing up against his ribs. And so when they give the prophecy, the pastor was saying, you know, someone had this thing. You know, it felt like it was right in here. And David thought, well, this is me. So he took it, and that was several years ago. He still healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's still healed. Praise God. I want to tell you how important it is to especially monitor your words when you're in a storm or in a trial. Remember, Satan is roaming around looking for a way to get in for someone to devour. Don't let it be you. Okay? You'll find out in 1 Peter 5:8. David was in the hospital back in the spring. And it was not the first time. He was there because his heart was not beating regular. It is referred to as AFib or atrial fibrillation. So he was there for surgery that morning. So I waited out in the waiting room over in Norfolk during the surgery over at the heart hospital until they came and got me. When I was in David's room, the surgeon came in and he told me that he did not do well. You know, I'm just standing there and the doctor standing there telling me he did not do well. His blood pressure and his other vitals, he says, are down. And he says, we're going to have to take him back in for emergency surgery and put him in a pacemaker. I want you to listen. This is very important. Because when you're going through a storm and you're going through a trial, you always want to watch your mouth, but especially these times. I did not utter a word. I just listened. And when he left to go out the door, I said, thank you. He said he'd be back. And of course, David's mouth was so dry from surgery, he couldn't speak, but he wouldn't have said anything either. I know David. But as soon as the doctor left the room and said he'd be back, we began to pray and we rebuked those words. And other vitals began to improve. You know how they sat outside the door of these little nurses' stations? The nurses that was watching outside his door came running in and said, Mr. Ramsey, your vitals are rising. And so I kept praying in English and praying in the Spirit, and so was David. The doctor never came back. Doctor never came back. They moved him into another room that afternoon, and he went home the next day. No pacemaker. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, it is vital that you watch this mouth, and especially when you're in a situation or a trial or a storm. We will have storms. We've had them and we'll have more. But you can come through the next one better than you did the last one if you let God guide you. with His Word, because you'll find a word in here. My point is, had I opened my mouth and come into agreement with the doctor, things would probably have turned out different. The most important thing I want you to see is how important it is not to get into fear, because the enemy, this is what happens, you know, when the doctors or your bankers or somebody tells you something like this, the enemy immediately comes in and tempts you to get into fear. And you need to know that fear is a spirit, and you can come against and rebuke that spirit of fear and resist it. Because, you know, isn't that what the Bible tells us in James? Submit yourself to the Lord God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Well, he's trying to get you into fear, because if he can get you into fear, then he's already halfway there. Yes. And he's going to put some other thoughts in your mind, and you're going to have to do like it says in 2 Corinthians 10:5, you're going to have to bring all those thoughts into captivity. And you're going to bring those thoughts into captivity by, when the devil is telling you one thing, you're going to have to say what God said. That's how you capture that thought, is by not repeating what the devil said, but repeat what the Word of God tells you. If he says you're going to lose your home, you say, well, my God is my provider. He gave me this home. And if this home goes, he's got, only because he's got something bigger and better. Don't go saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Praise God. Like I said, the most important I want you to see is how important it is not to get into fear or begin agreeing with the doctors, bankers, or whoever is bringing the bad report. As a matter of fact, you can say, Lord, I do not receive that report. And you can do this, brothers and sisters. Do this. You know, when you're in the doctor's office, I respect doctors and nurses, and I love them. And I'm glad they're there, because sometimes I need them too. So I'm not talking about them. I'm just saying we serve a higher power. And Jesus is our physician. That's all I'm saying here. He's higher. Yes. And he's the one that gives them the knowledge that they have. And so, and if you need to go to the doctor, go to the doctor. I mean, if they need to go, I go. I went last week for a follow-up for something. But I'm not saying that you can't go. Sometimes, you know, you can pray for this. It's not that the prayer doesn't always work. It's just where your faith level is. Because God's Word is not God's Word. It always works. So if it's lacking something, it's in me. Okay. So, for instance, if you're in a doctor's office and he gives you a bad report, just listen. Like I did when he was telling me about David, just listen with respect. He's doing his job. That's all he's doing. That's what he's been trained to do. And do it with respect. And don't say anything to him. Just listen. And then say, thank you, doctor. But when you get outside, you say, God, I don't receive that evil report that was spoken over me and my body. I don't receive that. I rebuke every word that was spoken over me. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I command it to hit the ground and not bear any fruit. I declare in the name of Jesus there will be no harvest from those words. Amen. And God, I thank you that you're my God, you're my healer, and you got this. Okay? Amen. Praise God. Amen. But like I said, I have nothing against doctors and nurses. I love them. It's all I'm saying is when you build your house on the rock of God's Word, when the storm come, and they will, no matter how bad the storm is, you can face adversity and look at it in the face, stare it down, and you will come out a winner every time. Hallelujah. Saints, your words have power. That's the main point today, is you want to be able to speak, as the title of the message today was Sisters That Speak Right. And there's no better way to speak than speaking God's Word. Yes. And being a voice, a mouthpiece for Him. Yes. And that's what we're doing. We're His servants. And we speak His Word. Your words are either going to lift you up, or your words are going to destroy you. Amen. Your words will bring life or death. As the Bible says, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Your words affect every area of your life. And you will experience victory, or you will experience defeat. It's all based on your choice of words. We have all been given a two-edged sword, so we can be victorious in all our circumstances, no matter what they are. Hebrews 4:12 says, the word of God is quick and sharper than a two-edged sword, that it'll cut through bone and marrow, even to divide in the spirit and soul. And according to Romans 10:8, it says, the word is near you, on your lips, and in your heart. Job 22:28, God has given me and you the power to declare and decree. Again, that's Job 22:28. He gives us the power to declare a thing and decree it. In other words, the power to speak His word to any mountain or to any situation.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this letter from Lucy, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, please pray for me and my family for a financial breakthrough. We're struggling to pay our bills. The bank has already repossessed our car. Sad part is, my husband and I are working for good money, but we cannot see where it is going. Lucy, I'm so sorry to hear about your struggles. I would be happy to pray for you. It sounds like the enemy has put blinders on both you and your husband so that you can't see the truth. You know, sometimes we get blindsided by the devil. Father, I thank you that you said if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask you, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But he must ask in faith without doubting. Father, I ask you to grant Lucy and her husband the wisdom they need to manage the finances that you have blessed them with. Give them extra grace with their finances, and I ask that you show them favor in meeting their obligations. In Jesus' name, amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the Word to every circumstance. That mountain can't stand against the Word of God, against the Word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.